Okay, so this is the last part of the class on women's rights in the United States of America. I just have a few more things to see and then to look at, and then we'll probably have a look at another video that'll be over. So, first astronaut, Sally Ride, 1983. And I have some more first to come up with. But first of all, a little quiz. I'm sure you don't know the answer, but you can guess. In what year did the first woman run for vice president on a major ticket? A major ticket, that means Democratic or Republican. Good question, yes, excellent. Slightly easier, who was the first woman in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Anybody want to guess? Would like to guess the first woman? And when did the first woman become a four-star general in the United States Army? Well, let's have a look at those three questions. 1984, Geraldine Ferraro was the first woman to run on a Democratic Party ticket. She did not win. As she ran, she didn't win. Notice the difference between British English and American English. In Britain, you stand for election. And in America, you run for election. They're so much more dynamic, these Americans. The first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was only in 1987, which is quite recent, I think. I was already living in France in 1987. And it was Aretha Franklin. Of course, at least... au moins, vous en avez entendu parler. Il y avait une très vieille blague. À un moment, Aretha Franklin, elle avait l'intention de se marier avec Sean Connery. Mais une fois qu'elle s'est rendue compte qu'elle allait s'appeler Aretha Connery, elle s'est dit que... Oui, d'accord. Les vieilles blagues, ce sont les pires, n'est-ce pas? OK. The 1987. 1987. I've been telling that joke for 25 years. 1994, there was a new law which changed the situation for victims of domestic violence and rape. This is the Violence Against Women Act of 1994. And there you can see the logo there, which is the 20th anniversary of the act. These are things which took a long time to come into practice. For example, I know that in France, it is sometime in the 1990s when it becomes when a husband can be accused of raping his wife. Before that, it was impossible. If you were the husband, it could not be rape. In the 1990s, so these are recent victories. Some newer decisions from the Supreme Court. I'm not going to go with them in detail, but in the 1990s there were some more conservative judges on the Supreme Court, and one of the results is that various ways of restricting abortion in different states were considered by the Supreme Court to be justified. For example, in Pennsylvania, there was a law saying that if you were young, then the doctor was obliged to inform your parents. Yeah, was obliged to inform your parents. And this was challenged in the courts, went all the way up to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court said, it's okay. It's fine for a state to oblige parents to be informed in these cases. So this is ways in which states have tried to make it more difficult to get an abortion. To go back to the world of politics, quite recently, 2007, Nancy Pelosi becomes the first woman speaker. Speaker, of course, c'est le président, la présidente ici. They seem to use the same vocabulary as in the British House of Commons. The Speaker is the boss. And so there you can see the front page of Ms. Magazine. And you will be noticing that Ms. Magazine has now lasted more than 40 years. Yeah, so it's doing pretty well. It's very difficult to make a magazine last a long time. And the slogan there, this is what a speaker looks like. And this is what a speaker looks like. And also notice in this issue of Ms. Magazine you have 206 feminist artists. Wow, that's a lot of feminist artists. 206. Wow. And this one is the quite recent then, quite recent first. In 2012, Janet Wolfenbarger is the first woman to become a four-star general in the US Air Force. And there has been a few discussions about the question of the army, because since 2016, I think, 4 years ago, today women can take any role in the United States Army. Previously, the frontline fighting was not allowed for the women, yeah? So this is an interesting question, a bit depressing, but an interesting question, because, of course, when the women's movement organized to make lives better for women, generally their idea was not, oh yes, we need more American frontline fighters who are women. Yeah? So it's a slightly controversial thing. And indeed, when I was looking through for today's class, I found a little information about the US Army, and here is a very much shorter video this time. I think it's good to work.
I am an American soldier.
And this is actually from the US Army. This is this is the only time you will see me doing advertising for the US Army. And this is a tribute from the US Army to women. So this is this year. So it's a kind of new way of looking at women in the army. It's not necessarily very very optimistic. It doesn't necessarily make you feel good, but it's an important phenomenon.
I am an American soldier. I am a warrior and a member of a team. Following World War II, the permanent presence of women in the military is formally established with the Women's Medical Specialist Corps, the Army Nurse Corps, and the Women's Army Corps.
I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values.
I will always place the vision first.
In 1970, the Chief of the Army Nurse Corps and the Director of the Women's Army Corps are the first women to be promoted to Brigadier General. In 2008, General Ann Dunwoodie becomes the Army's first and to date only female four-star general.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never quit.
In 1971, the first women are allowed access to all male drill sergeant schools and NCO Academy programs. 2015, Specialist Skylar Anderson is the first woman to graduate as a combat engineer.
I will never leave a fallen comrade.
I am disciplined, trained, and proficient in my warrior class.
In 1972, all military occupational specialties are open to women, except those that might require combat training or duty, and the ban on women commanding units that include men is lifted. In 2014, Captain Lauren Glover becomes the first female commander of the all-male United States Army drill team.
I always maintain my arms, my equipment, and myself. I am an expert and I am a professional.
In 1977, women are integrated into basic training units alongside men. In 1978, the Women's Army Corps is disbanded, and in 1979, enlistment qualifications become the same for men and women. In 2015, First Lieutenant Shay Hager, Captain Kristen Greist, and Major Lisa Jaster became the first women to complete Army Ranger School and earn the Ranger Tag.
Becomes the highest-ranking woman to have graduated West Point, when she is named Surgeon General of the United States Army and Commanding General, U.S. Army Medical Command.
I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life.
In 2016, the Army opens all specialties, career fields, and branches to women.
The best qualified, regardless of gender, are now afforded the opportunity to serve.
Wow, there are a few things there. First of all, there are cultural differences. Even in the French army, they don't make you all speak in unison. I think in Europe, this is it's not very positive. You see how they are all chanting together, "We are the American army, we believe in this." And this is definitely not part of French culture, even in the French army. Yeah, you don't all recite together. Just like remember that in the United States, in school, in the morning, very often they recite the pledge: "We love our country," etc. In France, this is impossible because, and indeed, every now and then the French government says it would be nice if children in French schools sang the Marseillaise. I don't think it's going to happen because the French are just too anarchistic, you know, which you know can be a good thing. Okay, so but this does give two things. First of all, you notice that 2016, all army roles were open to women. So this is very new. There's probably some more first to go, but sometimes it poses more complicated questions because most people involved in the struggle for more rights for women, their dream was not to have women. Going around the world in the front lines of the US Army. There you go. Let me get back to my PowerPoint. I have just a few more to go for you here. The question of equal pay is still causing some difficulties. Mainly because women are concentrated in professions or jobs which do not pay very well. Nurses. Things have changed a lot because, for example, secretaries, there used to be millions of secretaries. There aren't anymore. The number of secretaries has gone right down because of computing. But nevertheless, today they estimate that the wage cap stands at 73%. 23 cents. Women working full-time, not part-time, not on maternity leave, not as consultants, still earn only 77 cents to a full-time working man's dollar. And as I say, this is mostly because women are concentrated in jobs which do not pay very well. Yeah, there are jobs which pay quite well, which have 80-90% men, and you have jobs which do not pay well, which are 80-90% women. That's too detailed. Finally, we get to back to where we started with Trump, and there've been some mobilization of women connected with Trump, and you can see you can have both of them. Here you have women against Trump with their slogans "Dump Trump" and "Stop Hate," and up here you have women for Trump. Although notice that this is a demonstration outside, and this is a demonstration in a hotel, I think. Yeah. So not quite the same symbolism there. And we don't know what will happen in the next US presidential elections. It's going to be very exciting to see. Probably the most recent events in connection with women's rights in the United States has been around the Me Too movement. I use the word movement because there are hundreds of thousands of people involved. And this is very, very interesting phenomenon, first of all, because of the way it went around the world so quickly. Even 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, politics was very national. You wouldn't get something going around the world so quickly. Now, of course, on the television, they prefer to talk about famous directors. But I think it had a lot of effect in very ordinary schools, in very ordinary factories, in very ordinary companies. Lots of ordinary women felt a little bit more confident because of the campaign. But like I say, on the television, it's always, you know, famous actresses, which is important too, but most people are not famous actresses. And so there you have the opening up of discussion about these difficult questions and the putting into practice of rules which make things a little better, although there's certainly probably quite a lot of work to do. This was a cartoon from The Economist a few years back, or 2 years back, hoping that women would be the people to make Trump explode, but we don't know if this is true or not, if this is maybe a little hopeful. My friends are discussing at the moment, can Trump win again? I have no idea. I really don't know a lot about American politics, but it's something that's being discussed at the moment. And also there has been continuing campaigns around the symbolic presence of women. And this is just 2018, yeah, just 2 years ago. And somebody noticed of the 150 statues in parks and in avenues around New York, five are women. Well, it's not a lot, yeah. But it's very interesting. They only, 50 years ago, nobody was counting, nobody cared, yeah. Now, I could count in Paris. Maybe I should count in Paris. I don't think it would be a great... there's probably more than... Well, there are hundreds of statues in Paris. But, yeah, I suspect that the result might be quite similar. So here you have attempts at compensating. New York City has launched a new initiative to bring more statues of women to the city. And they have decided to let the public decide who the first one honours. The She Built New York City campaign was launched last month by Mayor Bill de Blasio's wife, Shailene McCrane, and Alicia Glynn, Deputy Mayor for Housing and Economic Development. And the city website, catered specifically to women's public services, allows residents to nominate a woman of historical significance for a new statue up until the 1st of August. There's a couple of interesting things there. First of all, in American politics, you can do something because you are the wife of a politician. We don't do this in Europe. Yeah. And so the leader of the campaign is the wife of the mayor. But this, you don't do this in Britain. You have politicians. We don't ask their wives to come along. According to the mayor's office, residents can also nominate a group or event to be honoured as long as it involved women of significance to New York. The Big Apple, to the Big Apple. So, lots of symbolic things still going on. It's not over yet. This is not the result of the campaign. The result of the campaign is not over yet. But there are a few statues of women in New York. And there is Eleanor Roosevelt and Harriet Tubman. Now, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure that Harriet Tubman was born a slave, and she is famous for going back and rescuing slaves, like, many times. Yeah, so taking great risk. I'm pretty sure I've got the right person there. And that this is the statue. Unfortunately, I don't know who this is, but this is in Central Park in New York, a beautiful park. There were only men statues. And so this is the first one by one. So, you know, progress is being made. In Paris, you have some statues of women, but they're very often not real women. For example, in the Place de la République, you have La République, qui est c'est une femme qui représente la République, mais c'est pas une personne nommée. But perhaps you know, you might not know, but the new tramway in Paris, they decided that all the stations in the new tramway will all be named after women. So they're trying to compensate. These are questions which will continue for a long time. Je crois que vous connaissez la réponse. At what date do you imagine that the percentage of women among directors making top films in Hollywood reached over 10%? And of course, it's a trick question. It has never been over 10%, of course. But nevertheless, it's also important to notice this is last year, 2019. The number of Hollywood hits directed by women falls to 20-year low. Last year was the lowest percentage for 20 years. So this is to remind us that the progress is not automatic. Yeah, the lowest in 20 years, that's rather shocking. And that is just to finish with the National Women's Hall of Fame, which was created in 1969. I've never been there, but that's it. If you're over in New York, that might be a place to go to. Okay, so that was the PowerPoint, and we just have time to watch a little bit more of the astronauts, and then we will probably stop a little early today to allow you to get some lunch.
NASA never specified gender. Literally no one wrote it down except for Lyndon Johnson. And Lyndon Johnson, in this case, has his interest in seeing the space program succeed, trumps his interest in supporting women and